Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
I love how you look so professional. And we got back late from ghost hunting last night, and I went t-shirt and shorts. I'm going to bed.
Roll out.
Pretty much. I look like I'm working a farmer's market today.
Yeah, what's going on? What are you?
I was tired. I didn't want to have to. And it's 80 whatever today, 82 degrees.
Yes.
Why wear long pants? Short pants do, right?
I have some appointments today, and so I needed to look presentable. So I decided to be an adult.
You're oh.
That was unnecessary.
It was necessary.
It was not.
It
is. And you know what? It's like, it's a nice outfit that I'm wearing, but it's also like, it's easy. It's just a baggy shirt.
Well, yeah.
But it's still like
nice. Professional.
Yeah.
Right?
But it's jeans, and it's stretchy jeans. Watch the stretch of these
jeans. How far is that going to go?
Whoa.
What are you hiding in there?
Yeah, I know. It's jeans with an elastic waistband, so, you know.
My God.
Don't worry about me. I'm also comfortable.
You can fit another person in that.
I know.
There's a loophole in this business that if you wear something with the logo on it, anything else you wear with it counts.
Yes.
So I took advantage of that today.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to be the last day I'm wearing shorts in the month of October, right? If you think about it.
What is the high for the day? Because it is, October 29th.
When you wake up, does your phone say good morning and give you the current conditions?
Yes.
When I looked down and it said 70 at 3-something this morning, I went, is that the high or is that the current temperature?
But I was also like, I was confused because I started sending in like an email this morning and I started putting the subject in the, like, you know, like we didn't get enough sleep last night.
That's a lot of it. And the fact that it feels like we're in the upside down when it comes to weather.
Yeah.
It's 83 today. And it's already 70 right now.
And see, and it should be 38. That
yes.
makes sense. 38 would
totally.
Be normal, not 83.
No, it's 70, practically 70 right now on our way to a high of 83 with a wind advisory on top of. So there you go.
So the spooky thing is that it's nice out, huh?
It's don't trust it.
No.
That's what's spooky about it. It's like weirdly sinister. Who made a deal with the devil for this great, great weather?
What do you want from us?
And then what's the payoff?
What do you want from us?
Because you know when you make a deal with the devil comes collecting.
Yeah.
And I don't want to pay up because I didn't make the deal. Did you?
No, I didn't make any deals.
Yeah.
I think we'll all pay on actual Halloween. Trick or treat's going to be a little chilly.
51. They've updated the forecast. Looks like the wind is going to pick up Halloween day, just so you're aware of that. The worst, but we're talking like, you know, 15, 20 miles per hour winds.
I recall snowing Halloween's. So as long as there's
no kidding.
S words.
No, we're good. The rain's done. The rain will be out of here by the time trick or treat starts. You're fine.
Or
you're
rain.
Absolutely fine.
Rain would be
I'm,
bad too.
I'm a little concerned for the Hawkeye game though on Saturday regarding weather.
What's wrong?
Back to rain again.
Ooh.
Looking at around right towards the end of the game, we're going to be a chance of rain at about, in the mid 60 to 70% chance towards the end of the game on Saturday.
Pardon me, as a non-super sportsy gal, rain and football can still happen.
If
it's
there's
the lightning,
they stop it. If it's raining and 41 degrees,
play
they're
on,
still
gentlemen.
Playing. That's welcome to Midwestern football.
And we have turf at Kinnick, and we should be fine.
Yeah, you should have...
It shouldn't get soupy. It's like...
No, it's got a drainage system in there.
Okay.
Right. It's like a well-tiled field.
But it may like cause some slick conditions. You might have to, like, as a player, kind of make up for
it. It might change your strategy to the game for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, make sure your footing's good. Make sure you got the right type of cleats on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grip.
But we got that field turf. When you see players in those extreme close-ups, there's a little flecks of black.
Uh-huh.
I believe that's like old tire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just
the dirt is actually like old rubber.
Which is nice, you know, a little bounce as you
right.
fall. But
it's supposed to be better for the body and the knees.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole idea. So, and I don't know what Wisconsin has. Like, there's all of these little edges of advantage, right? When you go to another person's, we got a pink locker room. Get in your head. Is our grass the same as your grass? Because you know how your grass works back in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So maybe that's going to be an edge too. And then maybe the weather's going to be on our side. I don't know. I don't know.
Question mark, question mark.
Question mark, question mark. And may I add just one more little football thing?
What?
Cade McNamara is not listed on the depth chart.
Okay. I saw this on our sports station post.
Yes.
That they said that not anywhere listed. So is this an injury? We don't know.
I walked into our dear, dear friend, Todd Brommelkamp. You hear him Friday mornings, our football insider.
Yeah.
Why? He's inside the building.
He's inside the building.
I said, Todd, fill in the blank. Cade McNamara is blank. And I said, benched, embarrassed, or hurt? And he said hurt because
hurt.
they wouldn't not include him.
Right.
They would not leave him off unless it's a medical thing.
But I believe the medical thing is question mark, what kind of hurt? Is it question mark, like concussion? Is it the shoulder?
I think it's in the shoulder zone. He took a rough hit.
I was hearing some questions.
I didn't hear anything about a head thing.
Within that. Yeah. So there was some conversation around that.
Today's the day that the head coach speaks behind the microphone.
Okay.
So we'll know more from Todd. And then that just sets up a whole new what's going to happen on Saturday game plan.
Hmm.
But I think if you're talking to Hawkeye Nation, I think there's buzz and excitement because what we wanted, we got, which was put in the other guy. And it looked like that was the spark, right?
It was kind of what we needed.
Or is that self-fulfilling? Like you thought it was going to taste good because it was different than what you were having and you think it tastes good. And then we're going to watch a full game of it and we're going to be like, oh, maybe that's why he was number two.
Yeah,
I don't know. Welcome to the life of being a Hawkeye fan.
Ah, it's exciting, isn't it?
So fun.
So exciting.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9. Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Something unusual is happening in my house, and it will be it'll be this way today and again tomorrow. It'll change a little bit on Halloween Day. Our friends from Tennessee, we knew they were going to spend the week.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Wait, you get them all week?
Yeah.
Halloween too?
Yeah. Well, through Halloween morning. So Shannon's birthday is tomorrow. Dinner tomorrow night.
That's so fun.
They're going to drive back late afternoon coming up Halloween Day.
Oh, great.
Now, they're working professionals. So they actually are not on vacation. They didn't take yesterday off. And they didn't take today off, and they also are not taking tomorrow off. They are working from my home. So worlds have collided.
Yeah.
I get home yesterday, and I have a pretty simple routine. I have a very late lunch, I turn on something I know I'm going to fall asleep to, and I take a nap. On the couch, in my house, in the family living room.
I'm sorry, upstairs, downstairs?
Upstairs.
Upstairs.
Right? There's no need to go downstairs.
No.
I'm near the kitchen and a bathroom and a TV. Why move?
And it's your house. You're the king of the castle.
Ah, Shannon's the king.
Okay, well, yeah, you're the
I'm allowed
court jester.
In.
Yeah.
I have chambers.
Sure. You also live there.
I'm in Shannon's court.
Yeah.
I think I'm the custodian of the castle. I'm pretty sure I'm the custodian.
You're a ward of the castle.
I'm a ward.
You also live there.
I can be removed at any moment.
At any time.
But I should be thankful for what I have.
Yeah, you're just like curtains. You can be changed out.
I tend to the dragons, right? I clean the stables.
Sure.
So now instead of me going in and Shannon working in the house, which she has an office with a door that closes, now I've got someone doing work at the dining room table and someone using Shannon's office. And then there's usually somebody on the couch. And then in my brain, I'm like, do I have to go from stable boy?
Yes.
Do I now have to be the host? Right? Because I still have guests.
Can I get you anything?
But I've also walked into an office. Like, I magically transformed. Am I the intern now?
Yeah.
Here's what I want to
do. Do you need any copies?
I just want to take a nap. I just want to eat my quesadilla and take a nap on the couch with the dogs.
Wait, question.
Yes.
Are you making like a desperate quesadilla? Are you just heating up cheese on a tortilla in the microwave?
No, this is a legit quesadilla. Ooh. It was ordered from a professional quesadilla maker.
Oh, good, good, good.
No, I'm not making a desperate quesadilla.
Wait, wait. Did you just order yourself a quesadilla and walk in and eat a quesadilla in front of them?
No, they had all gone to lunch yesterday.
Okay.
I think you're focusing on the wrong part of the story.
No, I'm worried about, did they get fed?
Yes, it's not my job to feed them.
Yeah, you should.
I'm not home at that moment. That's Shannon's job.
You're the host.
That's what's worrying me. They're working. I'm trying to nap, but also I need to maintain conversations with them.
I completely understand your concerns. I would be majorly concerned as well. Like, because you're still hosting them while they're working.
But their day is slightly turned on its side because they're working from a couch or they're working from their friend's dining room table.
Right.
Or today, probably from the screened-in porch.
So you need to make sure that they are comfortable, that they have everything that they need to be successful at work from your home.
And I don't want to then go, okay, I'll see you in 90 minutes. I'm going downstairs, because that then feels like I'm not being polite. It feels like I'm being rude.
No, but they need space.
Because I'm ignoring them. They do. It's because at their normal jobs, they don't work with a guy with a beard who's taking a nap.
Exactly.
They don't have a napping bearded man in the middle of the office.
The world's worst intern.
He's old. He's got to be slow. He's got a beard. He selfishly only makes himself a quesadilla. Yeah.
He's bad at snacks.
He didn't give me any coffee. He snores. Right? He takes all the blankets from the dogs.
Naps in the middle of the office.
Middle of the day nap guy over there.
Ugh.
So that's the next today and tomorrow. Welcome to my life. That's what I'm walking into.
That is such a weird situation.
It's a very weird situation.
Because then you feel like you probably shouldn't nap. But you know what?
But sometimes you can't stop it.
And you need a nap.
All of a sudden you've just dozed off. You didn't realize it. Like mid-conversation yesterday, I tossed a movie on. One of the people was done with a business call and had a little time. They came in. We're sitting to, how was your day? And blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, I find out he'd asked me a question. And I'd fall asleep.
We went on a ghost hunt last night, which we don't typically do on Monday nights.
No.
So that's different for us.
I'm going to need a nap
today. You need to take a nap.
Yeah. I've already been sketching out my afternoon where to find a window of nap in between having to make copies for these people. And I might have to run some errands.
Yeah. Do you have to collate them?
Got to collate a lot of stuff. Yeah, one guy works for a medical device company, right? That's a big deal.
Do you have to clean those?
Maybe. He did have a third suitcase. I don't know what's in that. He's a door-to-door medical device salesman.
Oh, goodness.
Got to polish up the goods.
I hope that you don't have to demonstrate. Oh.
It just works like this. Take the scalpel, cut the arm.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I'll do anything for them.
Yeah. No, you're committed to the job.
We love them. They're our house guests. Yes.
Oh, Lordy.
It's just a weird time at the Hanson house.
I thought I had problems. You got problems.
What are your problems? You have concerns, if I remember what you said.
I'm hugely concerned by the weather right now. I know that we did One Shot Weekends yesterday, and I could only use one photo, but like it was a really busy weekend, and I think we saw in our One Shot photos of things that people were doing all weekend, there were some people who were carving pumpkins.
Oh, that was the weekend, right?
It's
the weekend before Halloween.
Yeah. It's an activity that you should probably it would be a lot easier to take out all those guts and get those things carved ahead of time so that, you know, when we get to a midweek trick-or-treat night, we can just go from school and work, get the costumes on, get the kids out the door and do the trick-or-treat thing.
Yeah.
You don't want to spend your time carving pumpkins midweek.
Not on a Tuesday or Wednesday. Although as the house intern, I could probably help you.
He has the time and scalpels, apparently. But I'm just thinking that we carved these pumpkins on a Sunday now. We are going through a 70-degree Monday.
It's going to be hot today.
And 83-degree Tuesday with apparently a lot of wind.
Yep.
And then it's just going to rain.
Uh-huh.
I have a feeling these pumpkins might not make it to Thursday.
Yeah, the moment those guts come out and you carve faces in them, they can't really stand on their own.
I'm like, I don't know how to tell my kids. One is Jack Skellington. One just says slay.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, I'm not. It might not say anything by the time we get to Thursday.
Happy Halloween. Happy
It's the Morning Scramble. C102.9. Happy Halloween.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Well, let me tell you about a surprise baby.
We have a surprise baby?
Well, yes, because People Magazine says that Gisele Bündchen is having a baby, presumably with Joaquin Valente, the jiu-jitsu instructor that she has allegedly been seeing after her divorce from Tom Brady.
This is the most soap opera of soap operas. It's like I slept with my tennis instructor. right? Jiu-jitsu instructor?
They have never confirmed their relationship. Now, Giselle and Tom Brady divorced in October of 2022 after 13 years of marriage. They have two kids, 14-year-old Benjamin, 11-year-old Vivian. Once they split, Giselle and Joaquin were spending a lot of time together. And the line was that Joaquin is just the kid's jiu-jitsu instructor. He's also teaching Giselle. So naturally, he would go with them on a family vacation. Like, of course he's with them on vacation.
You don't take the soccer coach of your kids to Adventureland with you, right?
No. Well, you do if he's the father of your baby. Yeah, I think that they're dating. They have not confirmed it, but yeah, I'm pretty sure that this confirms that they are indeed dating. He's 37, by the way. She's 44. Sources say that Giselle is at least, you know, a couple months into this pregnancy, at least halfway through the pregnancy. She already told Tom and she told the kids so that they wouldn't find out this way.
Through People Magazine.
Through People Magazine. But she's very excited. They're very much looking forward to the birth of this child, and she is planning an at-home birth.
All right. Get the doulas ready, right?
And a tub or however.
I'm guessing you have. You have a big tub. How's Tom taking this?
Tom, yeah. How's Tom? Tom did post a new Instagram story right after kind of the news broke yesterday, and Tom posted a photo of a sunset along with a little bit of music. So he posted the photo with the Dixie Chicks, the Chicks cover of the classic Fleetwood Mac song "Landslide." Tom Brady didn't elaborate on how he's feeling.
He's feeling like he's in the changing ocean tide, I think.
Right.
Isn't he?
Yeah. I don't.
A landslide of information bringing him down, perhaps?
Yeah. I don't know. Stevie Nicks said that when she was doing the song, you know, it got to the point in the relationship where it's like, I'm not happy, I'm tired, and I don't know if we can do any better than this. If nobody likes it, then what are we going to do? We just have to decide if we're going to move on.
Do you think he's that much into the lore of Landslide, or does he just like it? By the way, here's how his week went. He worked all day Sunday for Fox Football and then probably got a call that night or Monday morning.
Hey, Tom, just so you know.
That's how his week ended or started.
Yes. Yeah.
Poor Tom.
Tough week. Tough week. A very good week for Katherine Hahn. She has just made history in a debut episode for the Disney Plus show Agatha All Along. I'm sure you're watching.
Big fan. Episode 6, I'm getting ready for 7, or 7, getting ready for 8. We're right there.
Wherever
week after week. We're getting close to the final.
Okay.
Yes.
Getting closer and closer. She has made history in Agatha All Along by becoming the first woman in the MCU to show her naked backside.
I can confirm she did.
She did, and she's proud of it. Yesterday, she was a guest on the Jennifer Hudson show, and she said, I didn't know that I was the first at the time. But to know that she is pretty great. She's the first woman. She's not the first in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Thor was first.
I was guessing it was either little Thor Heine or little Hulk Heine. Those are my guesses.
It was actually Thor. So she's like, my behind is just behind Thor's behind, which is pretty great. It goes Thor, then me, like our butts are encased in gold.
That's a good trivia question. It is a badge of honor.
It really is.
A Marvel badge of honor.
It really is. So it's just like, it feels like I've just walked on the moon. This is the best. I can quit now.
Don't. It's a fun character.
Don't. Just keep going.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Please. Okay. Now, what if, imagine a world where Jesus was a mixed martial arts coach, okay?
Wait, what?
Just imagine a world.
Say that one more time. Jesus
is a mixed martial arts coach.
Okay.
I know. It's like, what are you talking about, Claire? Well, wonder no more, because somebody has imagined it. Somebody has imagined it and made it happen. It is a movie that's hitting theaters this Friday.
Is it Jesus Christ MMA star?
Believe it or not, it's called The Carpenter. And it's about an
Is that his wrestling nickname, the Carpenter, like the grave digger?
It's not about him. It's about an orphan named Oren.
Oh, I'm sorry, he's the trainer.
Yeah, it's about an orphan named Oren.
Little orphan Oren,
who discovers MMA while working for Jesus.
The Carpenter.
As a carpenter's apprentice. So the trailer doesn't really show Jesus teaching Oren how to, like, do any moves.
Sand the floor, like, or paint the fence.
Doesn't know how to pass guard or how to do a spinning back fist. He just is more of like a mentor than a hands-on, like, coach.
It sounds a little bit like a little Mr. Miyagi. Mm-hmm. And you get a little bit of, the trainer from, like, early Rocky.
Yeah.
Get in there, Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the best of both worlds. If you love church, but you also love a good kick in the face.
Who doesn't?
The Carpenter might be the movie for you. It's in theaters this Friday, and I promise you, it is not a comedy.
This is a serious movie?
It is a serious movie. It sounds like a comedy. I'm not kidding. It's a serious movie. I'm sure it'll be up for awards season. We'll see it again.
For what awards?
The Razzies. That's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
Trick or treat.
It's the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
It's the Morning Scramble's three-song showdown on Z102.9.
Okay, let's hear the selections.
Quick edit to the name of the showdown. This week, we're calling it a three-sweet showdown.
Yeah, because we are not talking music this week. No, friends. It's Halloween season, candy season. We are talking about our three favorite Halloween trick-or-treat candies.
All eyes are on what's going in that Hy-Vee sack, that orange or what is that, kind of teal pumpkin?
Yeah, I never had a pumpkin bucket. I always had an old grocery sack.
I think we also had, I'm pre-plastic sack, by the way, at the grocery store. We went paper bag.
Paper bag?
We trick-or-treated paper bag style. Or if you go back to the old classic Charlie Brown, it looks like they use pillowcases.
Oh, true.
That's also a very handy way to do it.
Yep, I've seen that.
And just quick side note, Charlie Brown got a rock every time? Like, what's up with that?
What did he do?
I'm mad at the house.
That kid.
Is it the house or
bad
is it the
luck.
Kid?
I think it has to be him. You're attracting that kind of energy
if
to you, Charlie.
If you've got two rocks already, Charlie Brown, I would stop trick-or-treating.
Why? Just give up easier.
You glutton for punishment, man. Just take from your sister, Sally.
Just go from Sally's bucket.
That's what I would do.
She's apparently cuter.
Okay, I had to think back to my days trick-or-treating. And then, you know, people's tastes change over time. But there are three to me that kind of set the standard for covering all the bases when it comes to candy.
Okay.
Because when we're talking candy, it's a treat, right? The rules of food are out the window. It's something that if you want to play with, you should be allowed to play with it. The word fun is in it, right? It's fun size. It's bite size.
Yeah.
And I bring that up to start with candy item number three on my list.
Okay.
The Twizzler. The Twizzler.
Wait, the fun size Twizzler?
The fun size Twizzler. You might luck out, get a full size house, full size Twizzler. But think of all of the fun with just the Twizzler. It's pliable.
Yeah.
Bendable.
Yeah.
You can make it into a shape or a knot. It could be used as a breathing device. It could be used.
It could be a shape or a knot.
You could use it as a straw. It's got that yummy strawberry fruit-esque flavor. It's also something that cuts all of the chocolate that you're going to get.
Yeah.
That's why I had to have something with a little bit of fruit on my list. Twizzler comes in at number three.
I'm not going to dog it for that because I had a same method of thinking. I think we're similar in that.
Twizzler at number three.
Okay.
Okay. Maintaining the concept of playing with your food.
Hmm.
I bring you my number two on my three sweet showdown, the Twix bar.
The Twix.
And you don't need a full size to play with this. You could take the bite size left or right.
Mm.
My method of eating a Twix bar is so fun. You start by carefully, with the precision of a surgeon, use your front teeth to slowly pry the chocolate and the caramel away from the cookie.
Why?
And then, why not? It just lets you enjoy the candy longer. And then the next step, again, with the precision of a surgeon, you work your way around that cookie inside the Twix. So you have enjoyed all of the caramel and all of the chocolate. And you're not done. There's still the reward of the piece of Twix candy cookie is still there. And then you eat that. And my friend, that is joy with a Twix bar.
Naked cookie Twix?
Naked cookie Twix is the best way to approach a Twix. It's fun. Like the Twizzler, it's interactive. Twix coming in at number two.
First he skins it, first you flay it, and then you eat it? Ah! What are you, Buffalo Bill? What in the world?
I'm making a human suit out of Twix.
What? That's how you eat a Twix?
That's how I eat a Twix every single time.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Sometimes I get really creative and try to use my back molars to do it, too. It's interactive. It's fun size.
That's not why people like Twix.
It's why I like Twix.
What is wrong with you?
Left and right.
What is wrong with you?
Finally, number one on Eric's list of three sweet showdown. The best thing you get at any house on Halloween are your little friends' M&Ms. Be it chocolate, be it peanut, be it any of the variety of flavors, M&Ms. They are colorful, educational. If you're young, you can learn your colors.
Okay.
Think about it.
If you're going to say letters, it's only M.
Also, you could learn the letters M.
Or M.
And M. Or maybe W and W if they're upside down.
Or what an ampersand is.
The candy was invented to be your friend. It doesn't melt in your hand. It melts in your mouth, which is lovely. Thank you, Mars Corporation. That was very nice of you. You can do counting with it as well as colors.
Mm.
And it's fun to open up the bag and go, piece of candy. And then a little bit later, it's still open. Another piece of candy. It's just like it's an endless supply of joy on Halloween night. And it is just, if any of those three take me back to my knocking on the neighbor's door or going to my cousin's house trick-or-treating, I gotta go M&M's. Hands down, number one on my list. I bring you Twizzlers, interactivity, a little fruit flavor, Twix. Heck yeah, I'll go all cannibal on that thing, and I love it. M&M's, it's educational. It's your little friend. It doesn't melt in your hand. And it's fun. M&M's number one. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. The best three sweets this Halloween. Eric Hansen's list for the three sweet showdown.
Okay, you've made your case. I've let you speak your piece, but I've got my three sweet as well.
I would love to hear your three sweets, and we'll bring you that in less than 8 minutes on the Morning Scramble.
It's the Morning Scramble. C102.9.
Happy Halloween. Trick or treat about to go down, kiddies, in just a few days. Oh, I remember it well. Walking through the streets of Williamsburg, Iowa. Knocking on doors, ringing doorbells.
Trick or treat.
Begging for candy.
Trick or treat.
I remember one time we rang the doorbell. This sweet old lady, her light was not on. I didn't know that rule. Now I do. I know better. You wait, the light has to be
on. There's children at the door, Henry. Why?
My light wasn't on.
I'm not prepared for you children.
Well, do you have candy?
Did you get a penny or something?
Nope. She's like, my light wasn't on. We're like, oh.
Leave. I'm watching Matlock.
Okay, bye. You have to have the porch light on, and that is when they give you candy.
That's the rule.
But I also remember going into the basement with my sisters at the end of Halloween night, and we'd go through our bags, see what the haul was, and then we could kind of organize things and make some swapsies.
Yeah.
And I would always be willing to trade my Reese's peanut butter cup because I know that it's a very popular item for most people.
You're trading away a Reese's peanut butter cup?
I wouldn't as an adult, but as a kid, I knew it was a good bargaining chip to get the things I really wanted.
It does carry value.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like playing Halloween Monopoly.
Exactly.
Right?
It was like a very weighted poker chip.
Yes.
And then I could get some things I really valued.
One cup gets you two fun size somethings? Is that how it worked?
It could.
Nice.
It could.
I like the exchange rate.
Depends how bad I wanted something.
So what would you go for?
I might convince my youngest sister, Maggie, to switch me for one of her Swedish fish, which is number 3 on my list.
Interesting. You also went for some sort of, air quote, fruit flavor.
Yeah.
Your number 3.
Got to mix it up a little bit.
Yeah.
And I will never forget the first time I was like, ew, why would you want a like fish looking candy?
Sure.
But then I tried it and it was like, oh my gosh, these are delicious.
They are good.
So in terms of like a gummy fruity candy, when I thought of like cleansing my palate from chocolate.
Right.
That is probably my go-to.
Because most 9-year-olds know about cleansing their palate. Sure.
As 9-year-old Claire was like, oh, this is a good palate cleanser.
I need to erase the other flavors so I can enjoy the next flavors.
This candy charcuterie is...
Mom, do we have any sorbet? We don't? Okay. Swedish fish it is.
Swedish fish will do. That's fine, mother.
Swedish fish number 3.
Swedish fish number 3. And then number 2, I think I'm just going to say in general Milky Way, but I'm going to tell you in for real, Milky Way dark.
Now, I got it. I'm going to jump on your train for just one stop.
Yeah?
Whistle through here.
Toot toot.
Milky Way was a close number 3 for me as well.
Really?
I do enjoy a Milky Way. There's something about chocolate and caramel.
Yeah. The chocolate, the caramel, there's a little bit of like that fluffity nougat-y.
Is it in the nougat or the whipped chocolate family?
I actually asked my mom as a kid, like, what is nougat? And she's like, I'm glad you asked because I once wrote the Mars Candy Company and I asked them about
your nougat. Mom wrote a candy company?
As a kid, she wrote the company.
Did they send her nougat for free?
Yeah, they sent her candy.
What?
As a kid, she got a bunch of
nice
and a recipe on like exactly what nougat is. It's candy.
And then Milky Way Dark, I'm going to give you a point for that too.
Thank
because
you.
I do like the fact that dark chocolate sounds like it's healthy.
It is healthy for me. So basically, that is just like eating an apple.
So now your diet so far has included fruit, fish.
I've had fish. Dark chocolate. So basically health food. And then my number 1, I think we agree, friend, except for the way that we eat it.
I'm number 2 on this. You're number 1 on this.
Twix. I strongly disagree with how you eat it.
I basically skin the cookie. I get all of the caramel and chocolate off as part of a challenge to not break the cookie during the process.
I find this deeply disturbing. I don't like the way that you eat it. I think the beauty of the Twix is that when you go to the full-size candy bar house, you are not getting one candy bar, friend. You are getting 2.
You are getting 2 skinny candy bars.
That's what I like, is that it's a double candy bar. I don't like the fact that you are flaying the candy and skinning the caramel off. You need to stop doing that.
Have you tried it?
No.
Maybe you need to give my approach a chance before you poo-poo it.
Stop saying poo-poo and then ripping the caramel skin off. Stop it.
Do not poo-poo my approach to eating the Twix.
No, you're ruining Halloween for me.
By saying poo-poo?
Yes, you're saying poo-poo and you're skinning candy. Stop it. Stop it, you.
Do you ever just bite into it and just look at the cross-section of the Twix? You got the layer of chocolate,
it's
and then you
beautiful.
Got the layer. It is beautiful.
Wait, so you do eat it like a normal person sometimes?
I have before.
You've heard of it.
I've heard of it. And then someone introduced me to that approach of a Twix bar, and I've never looked back.
Oh,
never
monsters.
Looked back.
There's more of you out there?
I think there's other people who skin a Twix like I do. Do you think that's going to affect my votes the way I eat the candy?
I
thought
hope
it was just
so.
A list of candy.
I want everybody out there listening to consider the fact that this man eats a Twix like a monster.
It is the monster season. I'm just going to say that this way. Okay.
So help us decide our 3 sweet showdown. Whose candy list do you most agree with?
Claire's list, Twix, Milky Way, and Swedish fish.
It's Eric Hansen's list, M&M's, Twix, and Twizzlers.
You can let us know by a variety of ways of voting, calling, texting, Facebooking, whatever works for you.
This is the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
Every once in a while, we pull out a little game we call Three Song Showdown. Mm. We get a topic or a theme, and we've got to pick only three songs to fit that. Most recently, I believe we did Best Tailgate Playlist.
Yeah, and that's always a fun game to play. However, it's Halloween. It's kind of more candy season. So instead, we've decided to play the Three Sweet Showdown.
The Three Sweet Showdown, where we give you a list of candies that we think are the best come Halloween night, and we take your votes. If you had to vote for three of your favorite candies, would you vote for a list with M&M's, Twix, and Twizzlers?
Or would you vote for a list that had Twix, Milky Way, and Swedish Fish?
Oh, Swedish Fish, definitely.
Claire takes the vote! What's up, E? All right, it's our Three Sweet Showdown. We're collecting votes for both lists, so we'll put one in the Claire column, all right?
Thank you very much, caller.
Thank you.
Happy Halloween. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, there's a variety of ways you could vote for Claire or Eric. The lists are up right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page. We do have a shared candy. Your number one is my number two.
Yeah, that's an interesting little wrinkle in this showdown, is that we both share a love of Twix. However, I will say we are deeply divided in how we approach this candy bar, because you were talking about your love of the Twix candy bar and how you love to basically flay the caramel and chocolate off of the cookie Twix.
I'd like to demonstrate, if you don't mind.
I have found some fun-sized candy Twix in the building. Will you please show me how you do this? Because, frankly, it oogs me out. And make me a believer. I'll try doing it. I don't think that this is going to be good.
You carefully remove it from its cellophane or metal paper wrapping. Then you proceed to eyeball where the dome of the candy and caramel is, when that will let you know where the cookie is.
Are you going horizontal or?
Horizontal is the key.
Horizontal, okay.
Then, with the precision of a surgeon, you use your two front teeth and two bottom teeth to start to pry away just the chocolate and the caramel from the cookie without breaking the cookie. That is the fun of the exercise.
Okay, so you don't break the cookie.
And if you're doing it right, your bottom two teeth should scrape along. It's all of a sudden like you're a snow plow, but instead of snow, you're bringing in caramel and chocolate.
And now, if you do it right, it kind of comes up easy.
It does. Now, we just cracked the surface of this thing, right? This is a way to prolong loving a candy bar.
Is this too much of a good thing?
I told you, it's very addictive, is it not? Now,
well, you've just given me a Rolo.
It's very much like a Rolo.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what. It's like you're having a meal of just chocolate and caramel, knowing a candy cookie is still coming.
Just wait, tummy. Just wait.
Like a good Iowan, you work your way down the row. Now it's like you're taking on a piece of corn on the cob. So you go to the middle section and do the exact same exercise, just peeling away the chocolate and the caramel, leaving the cookie and trying not to break it.
Okay.
So far, so good.
Okay.
Also, it's fun because it exposes the cookie. Did you know there's these three little holes in the cookie?
I had no idea that there was three holes in the cookie.
When you get down to the bones of the human, you'll learn a lot about the body. When you get down to the cookie of the Twix, you'll learn a lot about their Twix. What?
What do you think that the holes in the cookie are for?
So the chocolate goes to the bottom when it goes through the machine.
What?
Yeah. I think that's how it works. And then your final bite from the top, there's just this. Now it almost looks like a bobsled.
Yeah.
See? Fun with candy. Now you're going to take that last piece.
Yeah.
And just go fry it off. Last one's the easiest. There's not as much friction.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, taking a piece of a chicken wing and working it down to the bone, you're going to use the rest of your time this morning to just take off all this chocolate.
I got
caramel.
All this caramel in my tooth, though.
You're going to get it anyway. You're just experiencing it in a different method.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes it so, so good. And then, you just start to peel away the chocolate. And then you're eventually ending with a chocolate, with a candy cookie.
Okay.
So it's a fun way to eat a Twix.
Then I just eat the cookie?
If you want to just, see?
I going to enjoy the cookie?
It's delayed. What? Try it. It's great. It's
cookie.
Delayed satisfaction. It is so good.
Okay.
So
I was really oogged out by the way you do it.
I'm glad you like it. At least I think you do. Okay,
it's okay.
Twix.
It's okay.
Twix on our list. Claire's number one, my number two. I've got M&M's on there. I've got Twizzlers on there. Swedish Fish just got you a vote. We're taking votes right now. It's our Three Sweet Showdown. You can do it a variety of ways. You can go to the Z102.9 Facebook page. This is, I'm hoping you can also, if it works for you,
go ahead and take it.
You could also call us vote. Hey, Z102.9, good morning. Do you have a vote for our three sweet showdown?
Yeah.
What do you guys think? Whose list do you like best, Eric's or Claire's?
Eric.
Mine?
Oh, man.
What about my list? Is it the M&Ms or the Twizzlers?
M&M's.
M&M's. I knew it.
M&M's, man. Moth to a flame. That's going to draw a lot of votes.
This year, it's the number one Halloween candy.
What's your costume for Thursday?
A sumo wrestler.
Awesome.
You know you can hide a lot of candy in that costume, right? You've got extra space. You've got extra air. Grab as much as you can, okay?
Uh-huh.
Happy Halloween.
Awesome.
Bye.
Bye.
You'll float down here. We'll float down here.
It's the Morning Scramble,
Z102.9. 8:09 now with the Morning Scramble, dancing Eric Hansen and Claire. A late night for us. We spent from about 8 o'clock to about 9:30 inside the Ideal Theater in the Nubo District in Cedar Rapids last night.
Yeah, a couple of novice ghost hunters right here. We had a birthday party for your wonderful wife, Shannon Hansen, on Sunday morning. And as we were hanging out in the Ideal Theater, we were looking around and we're like, wow, this is a really cool building with tons of history.
From the early 20s, is that right?
Yeah, like I think built right before that Prohibition era.
It built as a vaudeville and then eventually turned into a movie house.
Yeah. And you spoke to the sound guy and you're like, oh, old place like this. Like, have you ever had any like cool experiences?
And he acknowledged that because a lot of times the sound guy is like first one there, last one out, right? Because they got to load stuff in. They've got to hook stuff up. He said, never identified specifically, but has had feelings before. Then I spoke to the owner, Kenyon, and I'm like, hey, if you're cool with it, we have a paranormal investigator ready to go Monday. We were just looking for a location. Do you mind if we stop by? And she was all for it because she had a ton of stories, including a patron who died while at the bar within the last couple of years.
Well, that's interesting.
So when we started our investigation, that's where we landed. We wanted to get a hold of Brett, and we had heard stories of people seeing Brett after Brett had transitioned. That didn't lead us pretty much anywhere. We were spending a lot of time by his stool, by the soundboard, and by the stage. Then we heard a noise near the front of the building, so we all moved over there. And I need to really set this up so everybody understands what's going on. When we showed up, you had gotten a little history on the building.
I did a little bit of research. We had our paranormal expert, Katie Hopkins, with us as well. She had been doing a little research. She's a bit of a historian, so she was able to do that. But then she's also got friends.
So she reached out to a friend in Florida who's a medium.
Yes, who has a little bit of the shine.
Just showed, all the medium saw was a photo of the front of the building and that's it.
The outside of the building, that is all.
The medium emailed back to Katie. I'm getting goosebumps telling you this story. Emails back and says, when you're touring, ask about the caves or the tunnels. And we sat down in that area unprompted, and we're going to pick it up right here on this part of the conversation. Kenyon, who works for the Ideal, owns the Ideal, unsolicited, mentions the fact that there used to be tunnels between the buildings in the area, and that's when activity started to happen. Now, what you're going to hear is a lot of us noticing things.
Stuff is happening. Stuff
hearing
is happening.
Things. There are motion sensors we set up near the door.
Stuff starts going off.
There is an audio app that Katie uses on her phone to pick up on any unnatural sounds or words that might be in the area with a very sensitive microphone. I'm going to play you about 90 seconds, unedited, in real time. I've enhanced the sound. That's the only thing we did. It was the first thing I did when I got into work this morning. Here's how our first 90 seconds of interactivity went down at the Ideal yesterday.
Tunnel system?
Yeah, ostensibly, legend has it, it was connected to the other cellars next, like all up and down the street. So there was a meat packing plant up the road. And it was how they ostensibly transported meat, kept meat at cool temperatures to transport it back and forth.
Okay, hang on. This is weird. Because before we even began our investigation, Katie was contacting a friend from Florida?
From Florida.
Who is a medium. Yep. She showed her a picture of the outside of the Ideal Theater.
Hey Katie, the light's green. Does that mean something?
Oh, yes it does.
Is something. Just walk past it.
Come on.
Do it again. Do it again. Do it again.
That means there's motion next to it. And I have that thing set on really, really low sensitivity right now.
We'll go back to the tunnel story.
You keep an eye on that. So yeah, she messaged me. I sent her a picture, and it was actually a picture from, I think, the 2015 Gazette article. So before any renovations had happened.
Sure. Okay.
And she said, ask if there's tunnels or ask about the underground.
Yeah.
And I had no idea that there were tunnels or underground.
Yeah.
Connecting. So it connected to Thomas Sinclair's meatpacking plant?
Yeah.
Green.
Oh, Morgan!
What does that
north go
to?
Zoinks.
So I made a note. So you guys talked about tunnels for 30 seconds, and the motion sensor goes off and it turns green.
Yeah.
Which means something was moving between us and the soundboard.
Mm-hmm.
And then we talked for a little bit more, and then the moment you said the Sinclair name,
yeah,
it went green again, which was about a minute 23 seconds into the audio.
Which the Sinclair name is a very prominent name in history here in Cedar Rapids, the Sinclair meatpacking plant. The Sinclair family was the first family that built the Bruce Moore mansion. It's just weird.
It was very weird. We had two devices there. We had the motion sensor and then what I kept calling the Ghostbusters device.
Yes.
Which reads electromagnetic fields. That's the next round that we need to play for you. And we still need to go through all of it. We went down to the cellar. We started getting names on the microphone that could pick up sounds. And questions were being directly answered.
Yeah. A lot of... Oogie,
a lot of
spooky
something
stuff happened. Unexplained.
Unexplained. That's the best way to put it.
Yes.
We've got more to provide. We've got more to sift through. We've got more to play for you. That's just a flavor of what went down at the Ideal Theater last night. We'll bring you little drips and drabs between just like Halloween treats.
There is so much more.
More to go, and we'll continue to bring it to you all the way through Halloween morning. The Morning Scramble, Paranormal Investigators, Zoinks!
Scoop!
8:29 now with the Morning Scramble. Cedar Rapids Police investigating a shots fired incident. This was yesterday, C Avenue Northeast, 3100 block, just a little bit after 3:45. Police got there, noticed a juvenile male with a minor non-life-threatening injury. He was taken to a local hospital for treatment. Officers located evidence of gunfire in the area. No further information released. However, the police are asking for your help. Homes with video security cameras or doorbell cams in the area asked to contact the police department. The state fair is up for auction. I should be more specific.
What?
Items that are no longer needed on the state fairgrounds are up for auction.
So are these like historical items from state fair histories of yore?
Of yore and yon?
Yeah.
Maybe, because I've noticed like a lot, they have a lot of vintage stuff. Wagon wheels, rolling pins, a lot of the original facilities, windows. A lot of people use that to remodel homes.
Yeah.
Put in a little old, like a little barn chic, uh-huh, so to speak.
Yeah.
A lot of it's like heavy equipment, like a skid loader we don't need anymore. Mm-hmm. Or it's got the number of hours that
that'd be super barn chic.
Guys, check out. I got shiplap and I got a skid loader over here.
Yeah, a lot of people do barn chic, but does anybody have a skid loader in their living room?
Is that also barn chic or is that skid load chic?
It's chic.
How skid load chic do you want my new home to be?
The skiddiest.
So if you get the skid loader, put that in your house. People will love it. You'll have a great story.
It's a feature. Yeah.
I mean, I got it on an auction from the state fair, and it really ties the room together.
Seriously, that would be so fun.
My skid loader. Kids can have rides on it.
Uh-huh.
And, okay, here's where
you
put it.
You decorate it for the holidays.
You can decorate it for the holidays.
Yes.
You can put a skeleton in it right now.
Yes.
You can put a Santa Claus in it.
Boom.
And if you've got, like, imagine you lived in a room that had, like, a library and you needed to elevate yourself to get books way up high, use the skid loader.
The skid loader does it.
Oh, I forget the other stuff. We need a bin on the skid loader.
I think I talked ourselves into getting a skid loader.
I think we're getting a skid loader.
So the Morning Scramble, just buy the skid loader.
That's it.
That's all I want for Christmas.
If you do want to make a bid on things like, oh, I don't know, an open air passenger van, like you're transporting people from your parking lot to your front gate, yeah, like a tram, that's for sale.
But could, like, say, like, the Linn County Fair bid on that?
Why not? Anybody can bid
fun
on it.
Yeah.
If you need a skid, not skid loader, sorry.
That's awesome. If you don't bid on that.
Bucket truck. If you just need a nice trailer.
Question.
Yeah,
Claire. Can people, like, say, like, a morning show,
yeah,
like, say, like, $1 for the skid loader?
Well, the skid loader's getting a lot of bids right now.
Dang it!
No, it's pretty penny. Ugh. It's going to be expensive.
Okay.
Like, how much do you really want the skid loader?
Does anybody want to underwrite a skid loader?
Well, how much you willing think people will pay for it? Let me look up the price.
Who's willing to pay for it, and then who's willing to gift it?
Back to us?
Would some very wealthy donor.
That's what we're hoping for, is a wealthy donor.
Yeah.
The Bobcat skid loader is currently at a bid of $1,550.
Just out of our price
range. Did we just lose the dream?
Well, we just have to see what our budget is for the rest of the year. Like,
yeah,
is that over the rest of our budget?
I think that's the rest of our life budget is that right now.
We did buy donuts for the neighborhood this year, so, oh, gosh.
How about a large pallet of gas lines?
What is that?
It's $0.
What?
How about a ticket?
Now we're talking.
How about a ticket kiosk? $0.
Yeah, we're talking.
A mirror. A huge mirror.
I love mirrors.
$0. Do you need a livestock feeder?
What?
$0.
What is that? What?
I'm giving you the things that have no bids.
Okay.
Claire, we can have all of this stuff.
We can have all of them.
Windows with frames of various sizes. Zero. Gosh, there's a lot of. Do you want some plastic, round plastic tables? Are you putting on a graduation party?
$0.
No bids on that right now. Yeah, Claire, there's a lot of cool things here for $0.
In.
I know.
What do we say, one penny?
How about we just offer $0 and we'll come pick it up for you?
$0, we'll come take it.
Yeah. I like where this is going.
This is great.
Yeah, I just went to the website and I looked for prices low to high instead of high to low, and my world turned upside down.
Look at us.
All right, well, maybe we're going to get something from the Iowa State Fair.
Morning Scramble Fortune Hunters.
Wrapping up the buzz with what's got us feeling all right. Have you ever heard of the Silos and Smokestacks organization?
I don't think so. What is
it's
it?
It's a national heritage organization that goes across the United States, and there are 62 federally designated heritage areas in the nation that are affiliated with the National Park Service. And the whole idea is, like, let's preserve the story of America and our cultural past and our agricultural past by making sure either things aren't torn down or things that maybe have been improved also are getting people's attention. And in Iowa, they do something where they have people vote for the People's Choice Site of the Year. Iowa has a lot of these silos and smokestacks. In fact, 5 locations, 3 in our area, are up for vote right now.
Wow.
In Iowa, you could vote for the History Center, old funeral home that's now a museum and a history and an active
history center. Yeah.
The African American Museum of Iowa, a first of its kind that has been recently remodeled, renovated, and reopened.
And is gorgeous.
You also have the Vinton Depot, a classic small town Iowa railway depot.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, Williamsburg had one. Washington still mm-hmm. has one. Those 3 are just in our area. You could vote for any of those. Iowa's Dairy Center in Kalmar is up for vote, as is the Scenic City Empress Riverboat in Iowa Falls.
Hmm.
They're all up for People's Choice Site of the Year. You have only this week to vote. And then they've got a big conference coming up November 14th, and they will announce the winner. So if you'd like to get more information, and if you'd like to vote, just go to silosandsmokestacks.org.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.